helped himself?
He helped himself, yeah.
Okay. Let me see. Food's been cooked and served the second time. You say it's been?
It's been reheated.
Okay. And if you had something for Sunday and then you were reheating it and having it on Monday, then you would say you were having?
You're having leftovers.
Okay. And if you put food in your mouth and you begin to
eat.
Okay. Or another word that you would use there? Chew?
Chew, yeah.
Okay. Let me see. Peas and beans and beets and all that kind of stuff mm-hmm. that you have in a garden out back. Mm-hmm. All those together, those are called what?
Vegetables.
Okay. And they live, they grow out and back in the place where they grow. You call that a
garden.
Okay. And if you're having dinner, you might have meat and vegetable and a vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
And if you weren't going to have potatoes, what would you have in place of potatoes?
Rice.
Okay. And terms for cheap whiskey or cheap homemade beer and so on. You know some of those?
You mean like moonshine?
Mm-hmm.
Or white lightning?
Mm-hmm.
Let's call it homemade whiskey.
Okay.
Or we used to make wine and they called it something else, but I can't remember what it was.
Okay. let me see. If you take sugar cane,
mm-hmm.
You take and you crush the cane and mm-hmm. you boil the juice and
yeah.
you make what?
I used to make sugar.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, but the sweet liquid stuff.
Is.
Okay, the stuff you have on your pancakes in the morning, that's
called syrup.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then they make there's a thick...
called molasses.
Okay. What's the difference between molasses and syrup to you?
Molasses is thicker.
Okay.
It's got a stronger taste.
Okay. Let me see. And then sugar, you say, is if it's sold retail...
Mm-hmm.
It's already put up in packages,
mm-hmm.
but the retailer buys it wholesale, and when he buys it wholesale, he buys it in.
That's got me stumped.
In bulk.
I guess yeah. He
would you say
buy
that?
It in bulk.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay. And then on the table, the seasoned food with you have
salt and pepper.
Okay.
Seasonings.
Okay.
Spices.
Okay. Let me see, and then. If you have maybe some apples on the table and one of the kids comes in and wants one, he would say?
He said, can I have an apple?
Okay. Or any other ways of saying that?
I want an apple.
Okay.
Can I have an apple? I'm going to get an apple.
Give me an apple?
Yeah, give me an apple.
Let me see. If you're pointing to a tree way off, or if you were pointing to Ralph's house back there,
mm-hmm.
you would say, if somebody asks you where it is, you know, and you were just sitting in here, you'd say, well, it's over.
It's right back there.
Okay. Would you ever use in that context, well, it's over yonder?
I don't think I'd say yonder. I'd probably just say over there.
Uh-huh.
Or it's back there, or it's behind my house, or something like
okay.
that.
Okay. What about your parents? Would they say yonder in that?
Yonder? Yeah, I've heard them say yonder before.
Okay.
My grandfather did a lot.
Okay. Okay. But your parents less and you hardly at all,
yeah.
huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, now these are three funny ones. If a man has plenty of money, you say he doesn't have anything to worry about. But life is hard on a man.
Life is hard on a man with a lot of money.
No, well, if the opposite of a man with money. If a man has plenty of money.
Yeah.
Then he doesn't have anything to worry
about.
But life is hard on him.
Hard on a man who doesn't have any money.
Okay.
Yeah.